Emil is chirus elo b'soif. No, if I'm hired to do a job for you, you don't have to pay me anything until I finish the whole job. So there's no milva here. There was never a time that she owed you the money. When does she have to pay the money? At the end, when you give her back the jewelry. So since right then you're giving her to l'shem kedushin, it's never a milva. Rashi says, Emil is chirus elo b'soif. When you give her back the jewelry, that's when she has to pay you. Right now you're giving it to L'Shem Kedushin Etzlo. There's no milva. She didn't owe you any money from before. The first time she owes you the money is right now when you're giving her the jewelry. So since right now you're telling her I'm giving it to you L'Shem Kedushin, for sure she's Mekadeshes. But the one that says in the Mekadeshes holds no. Yeshno l'schiros metchilu v'yatzoif. That means whenever you have a job and working for somebody, every little bit of work that you do, the person is supposed to pay you for that little bit at a time. So mainly here, when you have hot silver and you're working on it, making it into jewelry, every little bit of work that you do, she's supposed to pay you. So how come she didn't pay you? She made it into a milva then. The pshat is, she'll owe you the money and pay it to you later. But it comes out that the money was like taken care of already, and it was made into a milva. So therefore, at the end, when you give her back the jewelry, you're not giving her something new now. It's called the old money that she owes you from before. You want to be mekadesha. If you want to be mekadesha with the old money, that's the problem of mekadesh b'milva, ain't a mekadeshes. You're not giving her anything right now. The money she already has from before, it's a chay from before already. Yeah. So therefore, it could be everybody holds mekadesh b'milva is no good. And the machlokes here is this called a milver or not? Do we say yeshin l'schiros or ain l'schiros ela b'soif? V'yiboy yisrael, another teretz is, I'll tell you, the kuliyam, everybody holds yeshin l'schiros mechili v'atzoif. Everybody could agree that when you have to pay, for every little bit of work, you have to pay. U'mekadesh b'milver ain l'mekadeshes. Everybody agrees by regular milver, it's ain l'mekadeshes. So then the question is over here, why can you say she's mekadeshes? L'chur you be mekadesh with a milver. If she owed you the money already for every little bit of work you're doing, so why is the Kedushin Chal? You know what the Machlokes is? The Umin, the workman, when he's working over this silver and making it into jewelry, he's making a Shvach, he's making something good to this silver. Is he Koine, does it become now like his silver? And therefore, if he has a Kinyan in it, so therefore, when he gives it back to her, L'Shem Kedushin, he's really giving her something. That's the Machlokes. So Rashi says, V'ocha bum nen kainu, Kleimar, Hocha b'shloi histna liya ischir yomim, Ela kiblon she kiblo lov ligmar amlocha b'kach v'kach, Ovum en kiblon k'shemashbicha v'yosim en azov kli, kainu l'ischos b'kli. Now, you made up the job. I'll pay you $100 for this job. Now, when you do the job, you change over this plain piece of silver into a bracelet. The umen, the one that does that, is kind of the kli. You like, oh, now this bracelet, when you're mashbichit. So that's the machlokes. The remeyah saw the umen kind of a shvach kli. It's called like this bracelet belongs to you. Even though the silver was hers, but since you worked over the silver, made it into a nice jewelry, the nice new thing that you made, it's considered like it's yours. True, you have to give it to her, but when she's paying, like she's paying for your thing, it's like you're giving her your own piece here. That's why she has to pay you. So if you give her this jewelry now, L'Shem Kedushin, it's called you're giving her something of yours, L'Shem Kedushin, therefore she's Mekadeshes. And the other one says, no, Umasova, ain't Uman Kainer B'Shvach Kli. No, the Uman, the workman, is not Kainer anything. It's not your jewelry. You're not Kainer the jewelry. It's only for the work that you're doing. She only has to pay you for the work that you're doing. So for the work that you're doing, since it's a milva, with that it's ain't a Mekadeshes. The Iboy Yisem, another Teres can be like this. The Kulu Yam, everybody could agree, ain't Uman Kainer B'Shvach Kli. No, and that's where we hold Halacha, that a workman, even though you're working over the silver and making it nicer and better into jewelry, so what? It's never called your jewelry. If the other person gave you his silver that you're working over, so the only charge that you could do is for the work, the labor. But it's not considered that you own this piece now. And I'll tell you, everybody agrees that the schira, she owes you the money, every little bit of work that you do. So if so, it's considered a milva. And also, Mekadesh B'milv and Mekadesh, everybody agrees that really Mekadesh B'milv is no good. So, why is the Kedushin good over here then? How could this Kedushin be good? It's a milva.
V'ocha b'may eski, you know what we're talking about over here? I'll tell you. K'goin sh'hoisif lo noifich mishloi. We're talking about this chasa now. When he gives it back this bracelet, he doesn't only give it back the bracelet, he gives it back a drop more from his own. Noifich means one drop of silver he gets on from his own. So he's giving us something of his own, l'shem kedushin. That's the machlokes. Demasovar milvil pruta daitia pruta. So it comes out what you're marrying her now with is first of all the milva. She owes you the money for the work that you did. So you're telling her now keep it l'shem kedushin, and you're also adding on a drop of your own. So you'd be mekadosh with the milva and with the pruta. So one holds umasovar daitia pruta. Her das is on the pruta. Therefore the kedushin is good. Umasovar, the one that says it's no good, sovar daitia milva. Her main das is upon the milva. Like you're telling her now, you don't have to pay me the money. She thinks that the kedushin is with the milva, and therefore the milva is ain't the mukadeshes. And really, this machloek is over pluk to dami tanoi. This is machloek is tanoim. The tanya will learn like this. This chash or sisi moch. If the chosin tells the kal, I want to marry you for the pay that I already worked for you. This chash, I already worked for you, and you owe me money. That money that that you owe me, keep it l'shem kedushin. Is ain't the mukadeshes? No good, because that's a milva. Milva ain't the mukadeshes. What about Bischa She'esimoch? He tells her, listen, I'm going to do a job for you. So the work that I'm doing for you right now, I'm doing it right now, L'Shem Kedushin. Then Mekudeshes, that's good. Because every little bit of work that you're doing it to her, L'Shem Kedushin, that's good. Rabbi Nosson Noimeh, Bischa She'esimoch, Einem Mekudeshes. No, even for the work that I'm going to do for you, L'Shem Kedushin, still it's Einem Mekudeshes. And V'chol Shechein Bischa She'esimoch. And for sure, if he just tells her the work that I did for you last week, the money you owe me from last week, keep with the Shem Kedushin, that for sure is no good. We have Yehuda Nasi Yomer, that then this Amru really was said, that Bein Bischar Shesisi, whether the pay that you owe me for things that I did for you already, Bein Bischar Shesimoch, whether he tells her now, listen, I'm going to do a job for you today, so this job that I'm doing for you, I'm doing the job now, the work, L'shem Kedushin, really is saying the Mekudeshes. In both cases, it's called the Milva, because Yeshtun L'schiris Metchil L'Biatsoif. So even the job that you're doing right now, every little bit, she owes you the money for it, and it's still considered like the Mekadosh B'Milva. So really, it's saying the Mekudeshes. But, V'yemhoisiv lo noifach mishaloi, if the Chosin adds on a little bit from his own pocket, a little bit more money from his own pocket, then Mekudeshes. Then she's Mekudeshes. So, Kitz, you see this machlokes. If he adds on a little bit more, do we say her das is on that little pruto? Or maybe no, her das mainly is upon the milva, and therefore she's ain't a mukadeshes. Rashi says, Mechal de Rab Nosson Sava, de Afilu Hoysef, lo ain't a mukadeshes. Even if he adds on, still it's ain't a mukadeshes. So, you see, it's a machlokes. If he adds on a drop more, is she mukadeshes or not? So, Gemara says like this, Bein Tanakam, the Rabbi Nosson, what's the machlokes? Ike benayil schiris. Whether we say Yeshna Schiris Metchilu V'Yatsoif or not, that's the machlokes. Bein Reb Nosson, Reb Yuda, Nosi was the Ike Benayu, Milva Prut, like we just said, that when you Mekadosh with the Milva, but you also add on a drop another Pruta, that Ma saw the Milva Pruta Daitia Milva, therefore we say it's Mekadoshes. Reb O Ma saw the Nol Daitia Pruta. Daita milva, therefore she's ain't a mukadeshes. I mean, or masava daita pruta, therefore she is mukadeshes. So this last svara, when you want to marry her with a milva and you also give her another pruta, what is her das? Does she mainly think upon the milva, or does she also think upon the pruta? His taka machlokes this tanoi. Now the Mishnah says like this: His kachli because the chosin goes to his future kal and tells him, "I'm going to marry you with this cup. Shol yain, it's a cup of wine." The nimtza shel devash. Later, after she receives it, she starts to drink it. She sees it's honey. Ariel shel devash. He told, "Listen, I want to marry you with this cup of honey." Then she started to take it. The nimtza shel yain, and she found out that all it was just wine. All right, turn over. Ariel the dinner ze. He told her, "I want to marry you with this dinner." Shel kesef was made out of silver. Venimsa shel zov, and when she received it and looked at it, it was made out of gold. Or else the opposite. He told her, shel zov, I'm giving you a golden coin. Venimsa shel kesef, and when she took it and looked at it, she saw it was only a silver one. Or else if he says to her, almanah shani yosher, I'm getting married to you, but I'm telling you that I'm a rich man. And then later, v'nim tzani, we came out, we find that he's a poor man. Roughly the opposite way. He told, I'm marrying you, but you know I'm a poor man, ani. V'nim tzosh, and then we find out that he's a rich man. All these cases is enim u'kedushin. The kedushin is no good. You tricked her. We say she only had dash v'kedushin according to what you told her. And now that it's not true, so it's enim u'kedushin. Rabbi Shimon Oyman, no, Rabbi Shimon says, depends. Im hitol l'shvach mukadeshes. If you made the mistake, but for the better, then of course she's mukadeshes. Like if you told her you're going to give her a silver coin, and it comes out what you gave her is a golden coin, since the golden coin is better off, so then avada she is mukadeshes. Like if she had das for a silver coin, for sure we'll say she has das for a gold coin also. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. We'll see you in the Gemara. So the Gemara, Tana Rabban, his kachali v'koizeh. So Tony Chod, the one we learned, boy over Masha Batoichai. When the Chosin says, I want to marry you with this cup, he means with both the cup and what's inside it. But Tanya, another place we learned, boy v'loy b'masha b'toichai, with it and not with what's inside it. Tanya, another place we learned, b'masha b'toichai v'loy boy, only what's inside and not the cup itself. It's not kumina if it's worth a Sheva Pruta or not. Do we say he had an das for both, or only what's inside or only the cup itself? So Gemara says, l'kashin is no stira. Ho b'maya, if you want to marry the cup of water, water is worth nothing, so therefore the ikadas is upon the kli. Ho b'chamra, when you talk about wine, wine is very choshev, therefore we say the main das is upon the wine, and not upon the cup. Ho b'tzira, tzira, she says that tzir dogim, that's the fish juice, so that's not so choshev, but it needs the cup to hold it. In other words, the juice, you don't drink it in one shot. You use it a long time, you dip your bread into it. So therefore, something you have to store, so you need both. You need the juice, and you need the cup also. See, if you're mekanasher with this fish juice in the cup, you mean to mekanasher with both, with the cup and with the fish juice. Now, it says, imitol l'shvach reizim kadeshes. Fredi gemara v'lesnal Reb Shimon, doesn't Reb Shimon hold, yayin v'nimsa chaymitz. Chaymitz v'nimsa yayin, shtein v'chaylum lachsa v'hem. Like, how could you say l'shvach? It's for sure good, like he's saying. If he said, I'll marry you with wine, with honey, and then it came out to be wine, you say it's good. Why? Some people, Dafka, want the other way. Like here it says, if you sell somebody wine, it comes out, it's vinegar. Rest the opposite. You sell somebody vinegar, it comes out, it's yayin, so it says, shneim chayim lachsabem. Both could retract. Alma, what do we see? That ikad anichle bechalav, ikad anichle bechamra. Some people, Dafka, want vinegar. Vinegar is better to them than wine. If even though you said you're selling a vinegar and you give her wine, she could the person could retract. So you see that certain people like different things. So how could you say just because it's a better? If you told you marry her with silver and you gave her gold, for sure the condition is good. Maybe not. Maybe she's a lady there, but after one silver and there's not one gold. You see, different people like different things. Hochinami, Ema, let's say, Nichole Bekaspa, she bedafka wants silver. Fole Nichole bedahava, she doesn't want gold. Some Rav Shimi Barashi. Ashkach Tele Abaye, we found Abaye, the Yasser was sitting, or Komaspele Lebrei. He was explaining this halacha to his son. That Hochab Amayaskin, we're talking about over here in our Mishnah, he's going, Shoma Lishluchoi, she said to it, Shoma Lishluchoi, he said to a Shliach, Halveni Dinish Akesav, lend me a silver coin. V'lech v'kadosh li'isha ploinis, and go marry with that silver coin, my wife. For holach v'ilva shelzav, and it came out that shliach took a golden coin and gave it to the wife. So that's the machlokes over here. So when she received it, she knew what she's receiving. The question is though, does the chosin have dasana? So ma'asav akfeda, when the chosin said silver, but askim in silver, not gold. Well, ma'asav no maramokim uloi. He only meant to say take from here. But if he took something better, for sure he means it. It's also good. That's what Shimon Svara. Freddie Murray Hockey, if that's the case, his kat shali, why does the Mishnah say get married to me? His kat shalei mi boile. The Shliach should say marry him? Or else he told Lishvach, what do you mean? You made a mistake to her. He told Lishvach, he mistaken you. Mi boy should have said. Nimsa, and you find out, mi korinami desava heavy. It's not finding out later. Here, Lemaitza, the Shliach took gold right away. The kid, so that can't be the case of the Mishnah. Elo Amar Rav, therefore Rav said, Ani v'arisha v'chaburah, me and the lion and the chaburah, tagiminu, we explained this, Amani Rav Chia Baravin, v'rochav ma'eskinu, we're talking about over here, going, Shomra, he, that she made a shliach. She told her shliach, Shomra, he l'shluchai, say, v'kabali kedushim aploini. I know this chosim wants to marry me, so I'm making you a shliach to accept the kesef kedushin. And Shomali, and the Chosin told me that it's Kachli Bedinish Kesef, that he's going to marry me with his silver coin. So she told her Shliach, go and accept the silver coin. For Olach, and now what happened? The Shliach went, Benimtzalei Dinish Ozov. It came out what the Chosin gave her was a golden coin. That's the machlokes over here. Masava kfeida, when she said the silver coin, she medafka meant the silver, not the gold coin. But Shimon says no. Oh, masava maramokim iloi. All she meant to say was, this is what the chosin said it's going to give me. But of course, if she gets gold, she'll also be nicha. Oh, my nimsa, what does it mean she found out? The kotsaya beblisa. It means it was wrapped around. And when she took it home, and when the shliach took it home and gave it to her later, we first found out later what it is. So that's the machlokes. When she said she wanted a silver coin, do we say she's makbid, or do we say no, just maramukim? Some Rabbi Abaye says, they all hold maramukim uloi. There's a swear when somebody tells you something, he's not makbid, he's just showing you where to get it from. But if you bring back something else, it's also good. Rabbi Shimon hodi amarin, that's Rabbi Shimon and now Mishnah. That when she told the shliach received the silver coin, we say, even if he receives the golden coin, still it's good. Because all she meant to say was just maramokim to show her, tell him where to get it. Now, Chodim Arjim, Shimon Gamliel, the time we learn like this.